variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Saddle up my pony, fill the old canteen. Roll the blanket, pack the bags with jerky, grits, and beans. Say goodbye to the fellas, save away my mail. Kiss my darling Susie, I'm bound to hit the trail. For a cowboy,
it is indeed once again time to hit the trail with Trail Tunes on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI, the show that plays the best of cowboy, western, and south of the border music. So let's saddle up, buckaroos, and head out to those wide open spaces.
Now way out there on the prairie is where I long to be. So give me my rope and my 44 and I'll ride fancy free. Just to see that pale moon rising on the rim of the canyon's veil. I hear that lobo howl and I'm bound to hit the trail.
'Twas in the merry month of May when flowers were a-blooming, sweet Willie on his deathbed lay for the love of Marbury Allen. He said his servant to the town, the town where she did dwell in, saying, "Master dear has sent me here, if your name be Barbary Allen." Then slowly, slowly she got up, and slowly she went to him, and all she said when she got there, "Young man, I think you're dying. Oh, don't you remember
buried with
Diamond Joe was a rich old Jay, had lots of cowboys in his pay, rode the range with his cowboy band, many a maverick got his brand. Well, I hired on off of Joe Mahan, got a string of horses so old they couldn't stand, like to die from hunger, he mistreated a soul, never earned a dollar off of Diamond Joe. Roll on, boys, roll, don't you roll so slow. Roll on, boys, roll, don't you roll so slow. Ki-yippee-yi, yippee-ki-yi-ho. Roll on, boys, roll, don't you roll so slow. Roll on, boys, roll, don't you roll so slow. Ki-yippee-yi, yippee-ki-yi-ho. Just a cowboy, ain't got no home, got no folks, so I'm bound to roam. I work for the elves or the old bar O, won't burn no brand for Diamond Joe. Well, if I was rich like Diamond Joe, I'd work today, I'd work no more. He works me hard and pays so slow, don't give a damn if I work or no. Roll on, boys, roll, don't you roll so slow. Roll on, boys, roll, don't you roll so slow. Ki-yippee-yi, yippee-ki-yi-ho. Yippee-ki-yi-ay, yippee-ki-yi-ho.
The great Don Edwards with Diamond Joe. And before that, we opened up Trail Tunes today with the Everly Brothers and their take on the classic Barbara Allen from one of their great albums, Songs Our Daddy Taught Us. Hi, everyone. Seth here, and you are listening to Trail Tunes on WIRI. Thanks for tuning in today, everyone. Let's get right to it. We've got a little bit of a theme tonight. We're talking ballads about named after people, both men and women. It's going to be a lot of fun, so stick around. Up next, we have Eddie Arnold with one of his classics from the album Cattle Call. Here's Sierra Sioux on 105.5.
Sierra Sioux, I'm sad and lonely, the rocks and rails are lonely. Sierra Sioux, I want you only, no one but you, Sierra Sioux. The roses weep, their tears are falling. Sierra Sioux. air as soon. The roses weep, their tears are falling. The gentle doves no longer coo. Oh, can you hear my sad heart calling, calling for you, Sierra Sue?
Old Beer Can Bob from Butte, Montana, got breath like a buzzard and a beard like Santa, got a grin like a grill on an Oldsmobile. One of his eyes looks off left field. Now here's a man, don't give a damn. Old Beer Can, he's a grease monkey, and he can fix anything plenty funky. Drives a 66 blood red customized Mustang convertible four-wheel drive, and that Stang will climb anything. Now up in Montana, when the wind blows, a man thoughts turn to shelter from the cold. He seeks comfort and insulation, gonna find him a fat girl for the duration. When it's 40 below, man looks for somewhere to go. He's on the prod, old Beer Can Bob. Now Bob had that mind when he rolled into town. He'd be heisting them up, chugging them down, half pedal to the metal, finger on the trigger. Only way to get drunker was to be a little bigger. You could say it was bombs away. So he hit all of the bars that night, looking for a dumpling to hold him tight. They was either too skinny or had too many brains to follow Bob back to his domain. The pickings was sad, the Beer Can was mad. So he stumbled out of the last bar in town, feeling horny as a moose, mean and low down. Jumped into that Stang, crammed her in reverse, didn't watch where he was going, of course. Under those conditions came the collision. No, it wasn't a crash, it was more like a thud. It felt like he'd hit a ton of mud. He crawled out of that car to see what he'd hit, and there was a woman laying under it. And that tomato was built like a refrigerator. Now most men would have been frozen with fear, but all Beer Can had was an idea. If she ain't killed, she'll fill the bell, and all I gotta do is holler into the hills. He lost his cowboy hat and her flank, stubbing her in that Stang. Oh, Beer Can Bob. All his luck would have and the padding all around, all she had was the wind knocked out. Bob tied her to the bed, kept her drunk on brew, and she started to claim him in a day or two. Her name was Tallulah, and she was from Missoula. Now Tallulah cooked the meals and catered to his wishes. Bob fixed cars and the dogs did the dishes. They was warm and happy up there in the snow. When the grass turned green, he couldn't let her go. Come Beer Can's time, hear the wedding bells chime. Now the boy said, Bob, you can't marry Tallulah. Why, she done loved everything in Missoula. Bob just shrugged, lit up a cig. He says, oh, boys, Missoula ain't that big. I told you, the man don't give a damn. So they live happily ever after. Their days were full of belches and laughter. There's a bunch of little beer cans running around. And the moral of the story is just like it sounds. When love eludes you, and even in a shot, don't forget to look in a parking lot. Adiós, little, 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 little
dusty eyes were softly glowing when first I met you, Honalee. I took your love, but without knowing the sorrow your caress would bring to me. You shot and killed your cruel husband because you found you loved but me. The truth you would not tell the jury, and they blame me for your sin, oh Hanalee. Tell the truth, you pretty devil. Tell them that you did the killing, Annalee.
Tell them that you did the killing, Annalee.
I know there's gonna be a hanging. The man they're gonna hang is me. You had no right to say you love me. And I know now that you lied, oh, at the jail on hanging morning, I heard you tell them that you lied. Your dusty eyes were soft and gentle, and so you hung your pretty head and cried. High, high, high were the gallows. Long was the rope not meant for me. All you reckless lovers, or they hung that pretty devil, Honalee.
Yes, they hung that pretty devil, Honalee.
They hung sweet Honalee.
The deep, deep voice of Johnny Western with Honalee, High Are the Gallows. And before that, we heard an absolutely hilarious ballad from Mr. Gary McMahon. That was Beer Can Bob. Stick around here. More coming up on Trail Tunes today, everyone. We've got some Sons of the San Joaquin and maybe a little Dave Stamey on the way here on 105.5.
And now the continuing adventures of Captain Collision. Aha, the phone. Hello, Maggie's Collision Center.
Hello, Captain Collision. I'm in real trouble, and I hope you can save me.
Well, at Mickey Collision Center, we're in the business of saving people. I'm on the way.
I'm so glad you're here.
Wow, your car has quite a bit of damage.
I know, and here's an even bigger problem. Everyone is saying it may take months to get it fixed. I can't wait for months. I just don't know what to do.
Do you think you and your big, strong, super talented team can get my car fixed any faster? Pretty please, Captain Collision?
Oh, well, never fear. The Mackey team can help. We'll give you a free estimate, free pickup and delivery, and a lifetime warranty on repair work. At Mackey Collision Center, we have experts that will get your vehicle fixed with skills that are both efficient and expedient.
Thanks, Captain.
Mackey's Collision Center, 25th Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, where we meet the nicest people by accident. Call 424-1982. 424-1982.
Country Legends 24/7.
5.5 FM. Sing all our creek and to Tres Piedras, Vámonos, and a walking Murrieta, adios. As I gaze at Tres Piedras, standing stately and abreast, like ancient gods in council who have chronicled the West, three who know the guarded secrets hid in Murrieta's land. And I wonder if young Joaquin's ghost is a prowling around up there. No one knows.
From rugged old Sonora, out of Mexico he rode to the California gold fields, searching for the mother lode. He was tall and he was handsome, and his bride exceeding fair. Little did the couple know, ill fate would greet them there. And the tale unfolds. Terror struck the handsome couple, but when the two were all alone, thugs raped the lovely Rosa with a walking looking on. And they beat him, oh, they beat him, till the youth was bloody red. But Joaquin lived and vowed no rest till all 16 were dead. So the story goes. Sing a la Picantua, Tres Piedras, Bamanos, and a Joaquin Murrieta. Rage of Murrieta swept throughout the San Joaquin. He robbed and wreaked his havoc. He became the bandit king. And he hunted down those villains who destroyed his life that day. And he hung them all but one who just went crazy, so they say. And the tale unfolds. The governor emphatic said, the bandit must be found. And Captain Harry Love was picked to ride the bandit down. 'Twas on the Creek Cantua where a tip said he would be. And Harry and his rangers rode to see what they could see. And the tale unfolds. La Creek Cantua, Tres Piedras, Bamanos, and the Joaquin Murrieta, adios. At dusk the posse opened fire and shot two bandits dead, and hell rode old Cantua Creek, 'twas like a bath of lead. And they gunned down Murrieta, they said 'twas no such thing, but was Chapo the horse wrangler who looked like the bandit king. And the saga's closed. The saga ends, but did it? Walking lives, the people say. For many swear they saw him mount and swiftly ride away. And down in old Sonora, where the days are hot and long, if you listen, you can hear young Senorita sing his song. And the tale unfolds. Sing all I creak and tour, Tres Piedras, Bamanos, and a walking Murrieta.
From the broken hills of Mexico, where we took the horses we stole, to Sonora in the California mines, where you gringos did for gold. Even north to the Oregon line, the story is the same. All your women, they tremble in fear at the mention of my name. I robbed the miner on the Coulterville Road. I leave his blood on the ground like a mist through oak and digger pine. I move without a sound. Your finest horses belong to me. I take them as I please. I line my pockets with your gold, and I'm gone with the midnight breeze. I am the bandit Joaquin. I live in the wild with the bear and wolverine. Over hill and valley, I fly as in a dream. I am the ghost, I am the fox, I am the bandit Joaquin. There is no use to wonder why. My reasons are my own. The hatred I feel for the Anglo blood lies deep within my bones. My Segundo is three-fingered Jack. He cuts off the Chinaman's ears and wears them like a necklace around his throat. He's a man who knows no fear. The fools up there who make your laws, they are lawyers, they are thieves. They want a devil they can blame, and walking is what they need. So I'm the ghost of El Dorado, but the blame is on their heads. At night when hoofbeats shake the ground, they tremble in their beds. I am the bandit Joaquin. I live in the wild with the bear and wolverine. Hill and valley, I fly as in a dream. I am the ghost, I am the fox, I am the bandit Joaquin. Captain Love and his ranger band, they said they took my head. The fools rode into a stranger's camp and they left the wrong man dead. And others say I never was. I am a dream of what could be. But even if I had never lived, you would have invented me. I am the bandit Joaquin. I live in the wild with the bear and wolverine. Over hill and valley, I fly as in a dream. I am the ghost, I am the fox, I am the bandit Joaquin. I am the ghost, I am the fox, I am the bandit Joaquin.
Couple of songs about the name Joaquin. We just heard from Dave Stamey and the Bandit Joaquin. Before that, we heard from the Sons of the San Joaquin playing the ballad of Joaquin Mereta. Boy, two really good songs. I just want to mention real quick that on Trail Tunes tonight, these are a little bit longer songs. Ballads tend to be a little bit longer, but they got nothing on the song that we are going to play next. Of course, Marty Robbins had the big hit El Paso. Most of you have heard that. In fact, we've played it many times on this show. It's actually part of a trilogy of songs. He wrote a couple a little bit later. He did a sequel, which we're going to do up right now, and then one later called El Paso City when looking back on it from many years later. Well, talk about long, everyone. Here's one that clocks in at 8 minutes and 14 seconds. Marty Robbins, Felina from El Paso on 105.5.
Oh, out in New Mexico many long years ago, there in a shack on the desert one night in a storm. Amid streaks of lightning and loud desert thunder, to a young Mexican couple a baby was born. Just as the baby cried, thunder and lightning died, moon gave its light to the world and the stars did the same. Mother and father both proud of the daughter that heaven had sent them, Felina was this baby's name. When she was 17, bothered by crazy dreams, she ran away from the shack and left them to roam. Father and mother both asked one another, what made her run away? What made Felina leave home? Tired of the desert nights, poverty, grief, and strife, she went her way late one night in the moon's golden beam. She didn't know where she'd go, but she'd get there, and she would find happiness if she would follow her dream. After she ran away, she went to Santa Fe, and in the year that she stayed there, she learned about life. In just a little while, she learned that with a smile, she could have a pretty clothes, she could be any man's wife. Rich men romanced her, they dined and they danced her. She understood men and she treated them all just the same. A form that was fine and rare, dark, shining, glossy hair, lovely to look at, Felina was this woman's name. Restless in Santa Fe, she had to get away to any town where the lights had a much brighter glow. One cowboy mentioned the town of El Paso. They never stopped dancing and money like whiskey did flow. She bought a one-way ticket from Santa Fe, 3 days and nights on a stage with the rest now and then. She didn't mind that she knew she would find that her new life would be more exciting than where she had been. The stage made its last stop up there on the mountaintop to let her see all of the lights at the foot of the hill. Her world was brighter and deep down inside her, an uncontrolled beating, her young heart just wouldn't be still. She got a hotel, a room at the Lily Bell. Quickly she changed to a form-fitting black satin dress. Every man stopped to stare at this form, fine and rare. Even the women remarked to the charm she possessed. Dancing and laughter was what she was after, and Rose's Cantina had lights with love in the gleam. That's what she hunted and that's what she wanted. Rose's was one place a nice girl would never be seen. It was the same way it was back in Santa Fe. Men would make fools of themselves at the thought of a romance. Rosa took heed of the place, was in need of this kind of excitement, so she paid Felina to dance. A year passed or maybe more, then through the swinging doors came a young cowboy so tall and so handsomely dressed. This one was new in town, hadn't been seen around. He was so different, he wasn't like all of the rest. Felina danced close to him, then threw a rose to him. Quickly he walked to her table and there he sat down.
And in a day or so, wherever folks would go, they'd see this young cowboy show in Felino the town. 6 weeks he went with her, each minute spent with her, but he was insanely jealous of glances she'd give. Inside he was a-hurtin' from all of her flirting. That was her nature, and that was the way that she lived. She flirted one night, it started a gunfight, and after the smoke cleared away, on the floor lay a man. Felina's young lover had shot down another, and he had to leave there, so out through the back door he ran. The next day at 5 o'clock, she heard a rifle shot. Quickly she ran to the door that was facing the pass. She saw her cowboy, her wild riding cowboy, low in the saddle, her cowboy was riding in fast. She ran to meet him, to kiss and to greet him. He saw her and motioned her back with a wave of his hand. Bullets were flying, Felina was crying as she saw him fall from the saddle and into the sand. Felina knelt near him to hold and to hear him, when she felt the warm blood that flowed from the wound in his side. He raised to kiss her and she heard him whisper, "Never forget me, Felina, it's over, goodbye." Quickly she grabbed for the six gun that he wore, and screaming in anger and placing the gun to her breast. "Bury us both deep and maybe we'll find peace." Then pulling the trigger, she fell across the dead cowboy's chest. Out in El Paso, whenever the wind blows, if you listen closely at night, you'll hear in the wind a woman is crying, it's not the wind sighing. Old timers tell you Felina is calling for him. You'll hear them talking and you'll hear them walking. You'll hear them laugh and you'll look, but there's no one around. Don't be alarmed, there is really no harm there. It's only the young cowboy showing Felina the town.
Are you a military veteran? Did you serve in a war, campaign, or expedition on foreign soil or water? Were you on active duty in the National Guard or a reserve force? If this is you, Wisconsin Rapids Buckley Baldwin Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 2534 would like to meet you and honor you. They meet every month on the third Thursday at 6 p.m. for fellowship at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall, 2711 Redden Road. If you have any questions, please call 715-600-0401. You can join as a member of the Veteran Service Organization that does so much to secure the benefits and recognition for veterans and their families, and supports the communities we call home. Join the VFW today, and thank you for your service.
Come out to support the Boys of Winter. Join in the excitement and the thrill of each Wisconsin Rapids River Kings home game. Come cheer on the team with your friends at 105.5 FM.
105.5 FM WIRI WisCountry is your station for high school sports. Catch Randy and Mike on the call all season long. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. California Governor Gavin Newsom has just announced he's ordering 1,000 more members of the National Guard to the Los Angeles area. Earlier today, L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna had a warning for residents.
If you are asked to leave and you're in an evacuation order area, your life is in danger. you need to leave.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says homes built in the region in the future will have to meet standards set by property insurers.
We have a lot of science and technology out there that shows ways that we can make these homes stronger and more resistant against these fires. That's really where we need to focus our efforts as we move into the rebuilding phase.
She was on CBS's Face the Nation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is warning against cuts in federal aid to help stop the spread of bird flu.
We are worried that these could be cut in the kinds of slash-and-burn cuts that people are talking about across the board in the next few months.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Wiscountry, 105.5 WIRI, on your radio at 105.5 FM, and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. A few flurries tonight or maybe a light snow shower. Otherwise, cloudy skies, low temp of 2 below, and wind chills at 10 to 20 below zero. Still cold for Monday, partly sunny. Air temp of 5 and wind chills at 15 to 20 below. Bitter cold Monday night.
It's 21 right now.
I cannot sleep, toss and tumble, and I'm forced to weep. Oh, Matilda, I cannot sleep, for wanting a love I couldn't keep. Matilda was my dark-haired bride, promised to love me all my life. But promises, they don't last too long, for Matilda, she is gone. Oh, Matilda, I cannot sleep, toss and tumble, and I'm forced to weep. Oh, Matilda, I cannot sleep, for wanting a love I couldn't keep. A rich plantation owner, he came by, saw Matilda, and he gave her the eye. The very next day, Matilda was gone. It don't pay to be a poor man's son. Oh, Matilda, I cannot sleep, toss and tumble, and I'm forced to weep. Oh, Matilda, I cannot sleep, for wanting a love I couldn't keep. When cold winds blow and rainy nights come, this feeling for Matilda is strong. I still feel the warmth of her embrace. Tears start rolling down my face. Oh, Matilda, I cannot sleep, toss and tumble, and I'm forced to weep. Oh, Matilda, I cannot sleep, for wanting a love I couldn't keep. Wanting a love I couldn't keep. Wanting a love I couldn't keep. I'm...
Billy Gray rode into Gantry back in the year of 83 when he first met pretty Sarah. A wild rose of morning, a pale flower of dawning, heralded springtime in Billy's life that day.
But true.
as cold as the Granger County clay. Then one day a tall man came riding from the badlands that lie to the north of New Mexico. The Clarendon Hotel.
He ran to the old church that lies on the outskirts, thinking he'd hide in the old steeple there.
But a rifle ball came flying face down. He lay dying there in the dust of the first met Billy 40 years ago.
But the wild rose of morning has faded with the dawning. Each day of sorrow, the lonely years have grown.
And written on the old stone where the dusty winds have blown, 18 words to the passing strangers say,
true love has no season, no rhyme and no reason.
Justice is as cold as the Granger County clay.
Michael Martin Murphy with Billy Gray. And before that, we heard from Billy Walker, Oh Matilda. Just a couple more songs here on Trail Tunes tonight, everyone. Here's a fun one from Mr. Claude King. This one's a little interesting. It's got a twist ending to it. So pay attention, everyone. It's a really good one. And it's got a nice little coda on the end. Here is Claude King with Johnny Valentine on 105.5.
Felt that being good would prove a point one day. Little did I realize that fate would change my way. Mama spoke so proud of me when I was just knee high. But then with tears running down, I saw my daddy die. The lad that did the shooting, he was 20, maybe more. Said he'd been provoked and had to settle up the score. But I saw his smiling face and the straight line of his lips.
Six gun they call Johnny Valentine. I painted this man's picture with words in every town, leaving him the message I would gun him down. I saw him at the stable, saddling up his roan.
said to me, don't be a fool, just let me move along. Don't move your hands or turn around, your words are wasting time. 10 years ago you killed my dad, Johnny Valentine. I squeezed the cold trigger to the shotgun in my hand. There in the stable I killed my first man. If I live 100 years, I never will forget. Stranger on the ground with a hole in his chest. Mama begged me not to, she didn't tell me why. She didn't say I was the son of Johnny Valentine.
Well, everyone, hope you had a good evening out there. Hope you enjoyed Trail Tunes this week. Don't forget, you can listen again at 5 o'clock on Sunday. We're going to go out with probably one of the most humorous and weird songs I think I've ever played on this show. He is a cowboy, and he's written some doozies over the years. We're gonna leave you with Mr. Mike Blakely and Jesus and Juan on 105.5. So long, everybody.
Jesus and Juan, they grew up together in a third world country in some pretty tough times. Juan became a Baptist, he never drank much anyway. Jesus was Jewish, and once he made some wine. Jesus and Juan posed for a portrait for Leo da Vinci, who was traveling through time. As he'd hitched a ride back from the Renaissance on a time machine invented by Alberto Einstein. This is the story of Juan the Baptist, Jesus the Savior, and Alberto Einstein. Leo da Vinci and two chicks from Vegas, they were saving the world, spreading true love, traveling through time. Now some folks say that Jesus went missing about umpteen years or so in the middle of his prime, and Juan was said to wander all alone out in the desert. The truth is that both of them were traveling through time. 'Cause Jesus and Juan, they played Major League Baseball in the 21st century for the Atlanta Braves. They won the series that year, and in Game 7 Juan pitched 6 good innings, but Jesus got the save. This is the story of Juan the Baptist, Jesus the Savior, and Alberto Einstein. With Leo da Vinci and two chicks from Vegas, they were saving the world, spreading true love, traveling through time. Well, Jesus said one day, Juan, you know they kill us, don't you? Yeah, I read it in the Gideon Bible back at the Motel 6. Juan said, yeah, I know, cuz. Let's not rush home just yet. Let's go out and see some sights, have some fun, and get our kicks. So Jesus and Juan and friends, they sailed with Magellan, and they flew with Amelia, and they rode with Buffalo Bill. And Leo and Alberto fell in love with twin sisters from Vegas named Mona and Lisa, who are smiling about it still. This is the story of Juan the Baptist, Jesus the Savior, and Alberto Einstein, Leo da Vinci, and two chicks from Vegas. They were saving the world, spreading true love, traveling through time. One said one day, cuz, you know this world's messed up, man. But it would have been worse if we hadn't done what we gotta go do. I'm going back there, gonna face my destiny. Cause I got the courage now, and Jesus said, me too. So Jesus and Juan, they said, so long, Leo, they said, adios, Alberto, and they left the twins in tears. Went on back to Nazareth, gone to meet their maker, and they never said another word about their missing years. This is a story of Juan the Baptist, Jesus the Savior, and Alberto Einstein, Leo da Vinci, and Mona and Lisa from Vegas. They were saving the world, spreading true love, traveling through time. Juan became a Baptist, he never drank much anyway. Jesus was Jewish, and once he made some wine.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Weekend in the Country, the show where we listen to the country music memories. Greetings, my friends. So good to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that plays some of the greatest country music of our lifetime. Hopefully we'll have some of your all-time favorites and maybe just a couple that you haven't heard for a long time. And we'll do that with a vintage countdown, the biggest records from this weekend of our selected year. And along with some great music, we add a little slice of life, just to help you remember how things were back in the day. And this weekend, back in the day, means September of 1999. Yeah, that's a 25-year trip back to play the biggest hits on the Billboard Hot Country Singles Chart. Well, that's what's going on here today, so let's get started with this weekend in the country. And we begin on the countdown at number 20. This would be the first top 10 hit for Montgomery Gentry, Lonely and Gone.
Pulled in the driveway, picked up the paper, found my key, and unlocked the door. I walked in, felt like a stranger, like I'd never been there before. And as I wandered room to room, it was silent as a tomb. Could have heard a teardrop, could have heard a heartbreak. Never saw the flood come, even though I felt the rain. Never heard a howl sound so loud. Talked about leaving, I wasn't listening. If she showed me a sign, well, I never saw. Did she stop believing? Did I stop giving? Ain't putting my finger on what went.